We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's kind of a Democrat show today, so don't you all ever write me and say I'm not fair. Susan Swecker is the chairwoman of the Democratic Party of Virginia. Did I say that right, Susan? Democratic, we have this conversation.
Yeah. You're learning,
and slowly.
It's great to be with you. I think the last time I talked with you, you were headed to the heartland of America to go to our Democratic National Convention. That seems so long ago now.
It was, and my car blew up, and now I'm driving the WRVA car because I still haven't bought a new one. That trip cost me a lot, but it was a lot of fun, and I have to say the Democrats that I interacted with, there weren't a lot of them in Milwaukee, but everybody was very nice, and I'm appreciative of that, and as I am when I talk to you. So how you feeling, 18 days out from this big election?
Yeah, you know, it seems like so long ago in some ways, and since that dark night for me of November 2016, and yet it seems like just yesterday. So, you know, you're a little bit in the zone, even though the GOTV down to the wire zone is a little different from usual because of the pandemic we're in. But, you know, I'm excited, nervous, anxious, hopeful, and laser focused, I guess. Would be kind of a description of me and my staff at this point.
Yeah. Now, you know, I didn't even use a fake name, Susan, but I signed up for your Virginia Democrat emails. So I try to keep an eye on what you all are up to. And I wouldn't say it's a desperate tone. It's not desperate. But you all are actually sending out emails. Maybe it's just to get people to give money and to, you know, motivate them. But it sounds like you're entertaining the idea that Joe Biden isn't the inevitable winner. It's a different tone than 4 years ago with Secretary Clinton.
Well, I think we learned a lesson, right, in 16 about taking too much for granted and thinking that people would vote. A lot of people have told me that, oh, they didn't vote. They knew Hillary was going to win, so they didn't bother. I gave it to a third-party candidate because I didn't think it would really matter, and I wanted to do this. So we want to make sure that, first of all, I think the stakes are higher this year because we can't take another 4 years of Donald Trump and his disastrous policies and the criminal enterprise that he operates out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
We could debate the pot. You don't think it's a criminal enterprise out of the White House. Come on.
Yeah, I do. And I think we need to clean a whole lot of stuff up. I think that this is the most corrupt administration that we have ever had. And so let me get back to our message, though.
Okay.
I really want to emphasize this. Okay. We want to leave no stone unturned. We want to make sure that everybody that wants to vote gets to vote. And we succeeded in that. Right now, I think we are going to hit over the 20% mark today. Of early vote, of people voting easily, accessibly, safely, some standing in line already for a couple of hours. But to see that outpouring of democracy in Virginia and all across the country, but, you know, watch it here in Virginia, you, no matter who you vote for, it's a good thing because, you know, I do believe we know that democracy is on the ballot. There is a real difference between the kind of country and world we are going to have under Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. So we should not take anything for granted. Also, what I would say, John, we know that with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris here at the top of the ticket in Virginia, and with Mark Warner running a strong reelection campaign, that we have a real opportunity to pick up another congressional seat, you know, win with Democrats winning up and down the ballot. And so we're doing everything we can to make this a really good night for Virginia Democrats.
Well, tell that you're working hard. I'll give you credit for that. Do you have concerns about mail fraud? You know, we had that story that, and I covered it pretty extensively last week about the mailboxes in the West End being broken into, which I didn't know whether that happens very often, and we were just paying attention to it because it was the election. But it sounds like from the postal inspector that doesn't happen very often. Are you worried about mail fraud? I am. Are you?
Well, you know, that seemed to be a one-off to this point. And something that, again, I'm like you, I don't know if that's something that happens and doesn't get reported often. I mean, get reported because it wasn't around the election. But from everything we have seen, you know, after that, it's been, you know, how long we've been voting for, like, 3 weeks, over 3 weeks now, 4 weeks. You know, things have run pretty smoothly. I think one of the things that is been very helpful. Again, elections have consequences, right? And we were able to enact some real voting reforms after the, you know, as a result of the trifecta and the General Assembly. And then they were able, you know, when you mail out your ballot, you have a tracking thing on it so that you can see and watch if your where your ballot goes and when it gets delivered to the registrar. So there's no doubt that you have to think, oh, can I trust the mail? Did I get it there? You know, so forth and so on. And then, you know, the lock boxes are just another safe from most, because what we don't know is whether there were even any ballots in those. Those were just
regular postal. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Right? So that was the kind of other part about it. The lock boxes are mostly at the registrar's office or in some government that you walk right up to the facility and stick it in. And so you have so many opportunities to vote. I think this does show an incredible interest in voting. And I applaud that. I mean, I think that's what we as Americans all want, to make sure that anybody that is eligible wants to vote gets to vote.
Well, I do want that. I just want it to be secure, too. So we'll keep our eyes on it. We'll talk as we get closer. And I'm down to my last 60 seconds, Susan. And I try to always be nice to you, but I'm going to put you on the spot here. I'm going to put Mark Warner on the spot in a few minutes, too.
Is Mark coming up next?
He is. He's coming up for a full half hour at 9 o'clock.
Good deal.
Now, look, if Donald Trump wins on November 3rd, November 4th, or whenever the final tally is rallied, are you prepared to tell understandably disappointed, maybe even angry Democrats, stand down, don't go out and repeat what happened this summer, or you know, raise hell and in the streets and break the law? It's not your responsibility necessarily, but we asked President Trump to denounce things. I feel like it's okay to ask you the same thing.
Yeah, I wish you'd get a clearer answer and be more forthcoming. That he would honor a peaceful transfer of power, but that's Donald Trump, and, you know, I don't expect but so much from him. But let me just say this, two things, John, and I know you got to go on to probably more people like Mark Warner than me, but first of all, quit making assumptions that the people in the streets were all Democrats. Some of them were boogaloos. Some of them were people that we don't know. Not everybody that caused destruction and wreaked havoc, you know, was a Democrat.
Not everybody. So I think you had a lot of your folks out there, and I don't think that's total speculation. But how do you feel about that? What would you say to people who are going to be mad if Donald Trump wins again?
Well, I'm going to be disappointed, mad, and I would be heartbroken. But we as a democracy, and I call upon you and others that have a voice in this media as well, to help heal our country. We need to bring our country together, regardless of what happens. You know, I am hopeful. I am very hopeful, and I can see the end of the goal and what a country under Joe Biden would look like, and believe that we are headed there.
But you've never, I've been calling for peace the whole time, all summer long. I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but do you want to say that? Do you want to just make sure that everybody hears you say
we need
no
to abide
violence?
By the results of the elections and restore and begin to restore our, not order just in America, but in the world. We are someone that our allies up until now look up to. You know, we saved Europe in World War II. That was a noble cause. We need to step back up and be those noble leaders and hand over power peacefully and begin about the business of restoring the soul of America. That's what Joe Biden says. And yes, I will be very outspoken on no violence, peaceful transfer of power. Let's come together as Americans.
Okay. Susan Swecker is the chairwoman of the Democratic Party of Virginia, and I always appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thank you, Susan.
All right. Don't give Mark too hard of a time.
No, we'll see. We'll see. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.